This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up? What's happening? Monday, June the 2nd, 2025, right here on 106.7 The Fan. This is B. Mitch and Finley. We'll take you up to 2 p.m. Eastern time. Lynnell Willingham sitting in for the fellas. They're back with you tomorrow, live on location at the Purple Heart Open. I know that's one of the big events we do yearly here at The Fan, so I know the fellas excited for that. I'm excited for today's show. We got a lot on tap for you. 94 days until the start of the NFL regular season. We'll talk plenty of NFL coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. What is more likely in 2025? What is more likely in 2025? Fresh off of an NFC title appearance? Fresh off of finding out that you actually have one of them ones at the quarterback position in Jaden Daniels? What is more likely in 2025 for the Commanders? Making the Super Bowl? We're missing the postseason. We'll do that coming up at noon. We'll also get a little bit of Commander superlatives in as well. So a lot to get to, but I have to start with the Washington Nationals, man. In fuego over the weekend. And yesterday they cooled off a little bit as they could not wrap up the series finale against the Arizona Diamondbacks. They were 3-1 losers yesterday. But can we have a little fun to start the show? Who cares about what happened yesterday? Saturday, and look, I'll be very open, honest, and transparent about this, right? I don't catch many Nats games in its entirety. I normally don't watch from the opening pitch. But I got the chance to do that on Saturday, and boy, did they make me look smart for doing so. The Nationals, in the first inning on Saturday against the Arizona Diamondbacks, 10 runs in their 11-7 win. I know you're probably saying, damn. Well, they scored 10 runs in the first inning, only scored 11 on the game, but that's not important. Their first 11 batters reached base as they scored 9 runs before the Diamondbacks even recorded an out. Can I repeat that? Because it's absolutely crazy. Their first 11 batters reached base, and they scored 9 runs before Arizona even got an out. It's the second most in the majors since 1961. So, quite literally, a historic weekend for the Washington Nationals. And it's crazy because I keep going back to the Ken Rosenthal piece that was published in The Athletic last week, really, highlighting the Nats and their inability to draft, develop, and retain talent, right? So, to me, and the irony about all of this is over the past couple of weeks, and I'll pull up the exact numbers here in a second, not only now that we sit here on Monday, does the timing of that article kind of look silly at this point? The Nationals are actually playing really good baseball. Heading into yesterday, and obviously they lost the series finale to Arizona, but heading into yesterday, they were winners of 4 in a row. They had won 10 out of their last 13 and a whopping 38 runs over their past 4 games. If you looked at that series versus Seattle at the tail end of last week and then the weekend series with the Diamondbacks, 38 runs that was what, 41 runs scored over the course of the past four games, and they finished the month of May with a record above 500. So for all the talk about it being doomsday around here for the Washington Nationals, I think they're playing pretty well. I'll even take it a step further. This was actually leading into yesterday via Nats communication. They had had the best record in all of Major League Baseball dating back to May 14th. So this talking point of this group being out of it, this group being dead in the rights and one of the bottom feeders of Major League Baseball, I honestly don't agree with it. And maybe there's some recency bias going on here because of how well the fellas have played here over the past month plus. But you talk about the inability to draft and develop talent. Can you see Brad Lord, who has been in fuego out of the pen over his, you know, past seven or eight appearances? Can you talk about, you know, Cole Henry, who's been amazing in the pen over his, you know, last couple of appearances as well, a rookie at that? So it's interesting. That's just in the pen where it really felt like doomsday. When you talk about just the way the first month plus of this season went, it looked like this bullpen, there was no saving them. There was no silver lining, no saving grace. Obviously, they've parted ways with, you know, Lucas Sims and Colin Poche, and they've made some changes here. But I think big picture, the big story with this group obviously is the way that James Wood is hitting the baseball right now and looks like one of the true bona fide stars in all of Major League Baseball at just 22 years old. But, like, for all of the hoopla, and I don't know how much time, Landfill, you guys spent on this last week, the Ken Rosenthal piece, but for all of the hubbub about the Nats' inability to draft and retain talent and then being bottom feeders, they sure don't look like it right now. And I get it, right? It's the we're just getting into the month of June. Major League Baseball trade deadline coming up next month, toward the end of the month. Right now, the Nats are five games out of the final wild card spot in the National League. And when you think about what's coming up and what's on tap for them this week, see, Nats Communication could put out, you know, the record since May 14th, and we can go in and look at all the teams that they've played. This week it gets real, because you got the Chicago Cubs coming to town, and they've been one of the best teams in all of Major League Baseball to start. And the thing that excites me the most about this series is you get to see the Cubbies with your two horses, right? Mackenzie Gore going to get the start on Tuesday. Jake Irvin will get the start on Wednesday. If you're not familiar, Nats fans, in terms of what has gone on this year with Mackenzie Gore, last year the big talking point with him was, well, where's the consistency? Can he do it over the course of 162-game regular season? He has been lights out to start the year, leading all of Major League Baseball in punch-outs and really giving this team a legitimate number one ace. And I know what the conversation has been surrounding Mackenzie Gore. We talked about this Friday night on Overtime. Well, on another team, he's just a number three starter. He's just a number four starter. When you lead all of Major League Baseball in strikeouts through the first 57, 58 games of the season, you are indeed a number one ace on any team. So I don't really want to hear that. Look, the season, long way to go, right? But they're competitive, and it seems like if they can continue to play well, they'll be within three or four games of the wild card spot coming up at the end of July with Major League Baseball's trade deadline. So for all of the talk, Ken Rosenthal dipping the pen in blood before going scorched earth on the Washington Nationals, maybe, just maybe, the conversation surrounding the Curly W's a little bit too premature. Bobby Blanco of Masson.com going to join us coming up at about 10:30. We'll get his thoughts on the West Coast Nats as they were out taking on Seattle and Arizona over the past two series. They're back at home starting this afternoon. You can hear all the action, of course, right here on The Fan. The big thing, though, that you know I care about from this weekend, I am a basketball nut. I'm an addict for the NBA. And I'm actually here to speak some gospel. I'm actually here to speak some truth, because it feels like every time I hear anyone 30 and older talking about the NBA's product, talking about what this year has been for the association, it feels like it's plenty of negativity. It's plenty of vitriol. People are hating. They're jealous. I'm obviously being facetious when I say that. But the NBA this season, to me, has been brilliant. Now, I won't tell you, if you're trying to introduce your son or your daughter or your nephews or your grandkids to the NBA, don't turn on regular season NBA basketball. The product is not what you would want it to be. But this postseason, I think it's been as good as anything I've ever seen. And we now have the NBA Finals matchup set. Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers moving past Bodega Cat and the Knicks over the weekend. So now the finals actually set. Thunder and Pacers, game one of that series set to start on Thursday. So you all know I'm super excited for that. But I do want to address this narrative that a Pacers-Thunder finals is bad for basketball. Because it feels like that has been the main talking point online, is how terrible Pacers and Thunder is for the finals. Two small market teams talking about Oklahoma City and Indiana, but who gives a damn about their geographical location, right? Think about who spearheads both of these rosters. And if you all out there are sicko Wizards fans like me, you look at both OKC and you look at both Indiana and go, that is a team-building strategy that I think is replicable. That is a team-building strategy that I feel like the Wizvengers, as I like to call them, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Will Dawkins, Mike Winger, Travis Schlenk. That is a formula that I think they can replicate. And talking about, you know, both of these teams, the Thunder, yeah, they tanked, but their ability to wheel and deal in the trade market allowed them to set themselves up for success long term. Same thing with Indiana. You look at the key stars on the Pacers, their big three, quote unquote, Tyrese Halliburton, Pascal Siakam, and Miles Turner. Two of those three guys are acquired via the trade. So there's this thought process. Look, I was as geeked up as you all were when the ping pong balls dropped and it was announced that we were going to have the number 6 overall pick. I damn near wanted to punch my television. That's how angry I was about it. But to act as if you can't team build without the number 1 pick is poppycock. I call poppycock on 100%. 100%. It's real deal, though. So I'm excited about it. And maybe just because I'm a big basketball fan compared to the average Joe. But a couple of numbers here that really kind of tell you, you know, just how abnormal and unusual this finals matchup actually is between these two teams. So it's the first time since 2007, this is weird, that the finals will feature two teams that didn't play on Christmas Day. And I actually thought the Thunder would have played on Christmas Day. They were the number 1 seed last year in the Western Conference, so they should be getting their flowers. But the other thing is this Thunder and Pacers finals going to be the first since the luxury tax was put into place. None of these teams are taxpayers. None of these teams are dealing with all of the ridiculous layered ramifications of the new CBA in the NBA. So it's different. It's just different. At least one team was a taxpayer in every finals where the luxury tax was in effect. Overall, 26 of the 44 teams in the NBA finals since the luxury tax have been taxpaying teams. So the idea of you having to have multiple, you know, Supermax guys on your roster. I mean, these two teams are showing it's a fallacy. And it's crazy, right? We always like to tie it back local. What was one of the main talking points this year with the Washington Commanders in terms of why they were able to have success, why they were able, you know, to outkick their coverage and punch their ticket to the conference title game? Synergy, right? Camaraderie, loving each other, being a band of brothers. All the, you know, cliche things that you hear in the movies, that was true about this year's Commanders team. I think it's also true about the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are now matched up in the finals. Two young teams that are growing with each other as players, but also growing with each other as like men. Like, I think people sort of underscore this a lot when we talk about sports. I'll use SGA, for example, who I think is probably the most criminally underrated star of the 2000s. SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of the Oklahoma City Thunder, probably the most criminally underrated star of the 2000s. Before that Western Conference Finals series started between, you know, the Thunder and the Timberwolves, I think if you were to ask the most casualist of NBA fan, what would they tell you? Because we already crowned him last year. Oh, Anthony Edwards, better than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Anthony Edwards, the future of the NBA. All of you graybeard, old curmudgeons out there, joking obviously, right? Crowned Anthony Edwards last year. We were getting Michael Jordan comparisons. But in reality, I think you saw this postseason and you saw it throughout the regular season. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, without a shadow of a doubt, is the best player in the NBA. In the season that he had this year, in terms of team success, right? Thunder, a 68-win team, best point differential ever in the history of the NBA. But you don't want them in the finals, right? Because they play in Oklahoma City. Give me a break. What we saw this year from Shai, like I said a moment ago, probably the most underrated season of the 2000s in terms of what he was able to accomplish. If you combine his point total from the postseason and the regular season as we get geared up for the finals, it is the most points by a player since Michael Jordan in 1993 when they were, you know, going into the finals. So for all this talk about the NBA not being in a good spot, for all this talk about the league being in a bad place, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander here to save the day. Maybe Tyrese Haliburton here to save the day. That's the other reason why I look at this matchup and go, if I'm Adam Silver, if I am the powers that be in the NBA that are, you know, keeping a close eye on wanting the game to grow and all that, think about these two teams, Indiana and Oklahoma City. Young, super long runway. And for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's already, for my money, the best player in basketball right now. Tyrese Haliburton, if you've gotten a get an intro to him this postseason, you know what he's about. So two of your young stars going head-to-head in the finals, and that's bad for the NBA? I can't subscribe to that notion all the way. It's kind of frustrating for me. I did want to let you hear some post-game audio from the Western Conference Finals, or the Eastern Conference Finals, rather, as the Indiana Pacers were able to become victorious on Saturday night. Pascal Siakam, of all people, we all know about Swaggy P, Nick Young, Playoff P, Paul George. The Eastern Conference Finals MVP was Spicy P, Pascal Siakam. Here's him talking post-game about winning the award.
Right. No, it was cool. I mean, I didn't know they had a trophy for that, but I'm excited. I mean, I'm happy. I'm blessed, man. It's been a crazy journey, a lot of ups and downs, and I'm not the guy that everyone's going to talk about a lot and all that stuff, and I really don't care about it. You know, I'm just a young kid from Cameroon that's, you know, moved to the U.S. when he was 18 years old and gave everything to the game of basketball. Like, and I just work every single day. I don't cheat the work. Like, no matter good games, bad games, I'm in the gym. I care about the game of basketball, and I want to be as great as I can. And to me, that's all that matters, man. Like, all the other stuff don't really matter. This is cool. It's pretty cool, though. But the work continues.
The work continues, man. Pascal Siakam, if you're not hip to his story, he got you, you know, up to speed a little bit there in that bite. Just somebody that embodies what it means not to let your circumstances dictate your work ethic. Came to this country at 16 years old and now is the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. He's already got a championship ring with the Toronto Raptors, so one of the best stories to me in all of the NBA. Your finals matchup set, Thunder and Pacers. Game one of that series comes your way Thursday. We got a lot more to get to as we roll throughout the program. Alex Ovechkin, we got some clarity on his future from his wife, of all people. We'll talk about that coming out of the opening hour of the show. When we come back, though, Bobby Blanco, MassinSports.com, going to join us. Give us the latest on the Washington Nationals playing well as the bats were in fuego out west. Bobby Blanco joins us next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.